He was probably the most valuable hog of his day. His worth was measured in extraordinary sums of money, yet his owner would not sell him. You can still come to the place the hog called home and see his story, and it's next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In the 19-teens, Colonel James had a world champion hog named Scissors, who became quite coveted as a sire. Here at Pinecrest Farm, they even built Scissors his own house.
His home with a nice little porch where he could sun himself, he could stand in the afternoon breeze. He really was treated in, you know, that day and time in 1918 as a small town celebrity.
Dana Kohlinger says he truly was a celebrity, with fans who wanted to see him up close.
People would travel from all over. They would travel into Memphis and then drive here to see him.
Some would bring their sows here for breeding purposes as well. Scissors became such a great sire that his value was quite extraordinary for the time.
Colonel James was actually offered very large sums of money to buy Scissors. At one point, he was offered $80,000, which would equate to over $2 million today, and he would not sell.
Over the years, the farm was sold, but the home and story of Scissors remained. The Charleston Arts and Revitalization Effort, or CARE, made sure people could still come and see his story yet today.
In 2000, we actually had a restoration of this property and of the house. That was the first restoration that I remember in a while. The home was completely restored, and then a statue of Scissors was placed out front. A lot of people stop, they take photos, then they'll read some of the landmark information that we have.
And you too can come see what has to be one of the most unique homes in the country. A home with a front porch and electricity for a nationally famous hog. Traveling the countryside near Charleston, Mississippi, I'm Andrew McRae.